to speak on behalf of all the cheese winners, Allison Hooper of Vermont Creamery, for their Bonne Bouche.
Boy, there's some goodness is palpable up here. So, wow, good food. So I'm here tonight with my husband, Don, and Adeline drew it up there in the dark. She's our secret rep and president and should be down here on the stage, but I just wanted to say that the three of us are thrilled that you picked our little Bonne Bouche. Here it is. This is fairly shameless, I know. This little unpretentious little wrinkled puck of a cheese whose alliterative whimsical French name, literally a good mouthful, suggests maybe haute cuisine. Well, it's actually just good food. So thank you, Sarah, for keeping our feet to the fire, our feet and hooves to the fire, and making us overachieve every day. You're pretty tough on us, actually. So, on behalf of artists and cheesemakers across America, I offer you three observations and a story of unexpected consequences. Here it goes. Gandhi admonishes, be the change you envision. Nike says, just do it. I am immensely proud of my American cheesemaking colleagues for seizing an international challenge, which is to produce some really great artisanal cheese in this country. 35 years ago, there just wasn't that much good artisanal cheese in the U.S. Today, there is. Yeah.
Whoops. There goes the cheese.
Observation two. Sustainably produced great artisanal cheese relies on four essential ingredients. Happy, healthy animals, goats, sheep, cows, or buffalo, are the only suppliers of our superior cheese milk. Two, healthy soil. Abuse its integrity and porosity at your peril. Creativity. That's an additive we learned from Willy Wonka. Collegial relationships. We probably sell more Bonne Bouche by being decent whole people than from its seductive palatability. These food categories are intensely competitive, but I have to say that my most enduring friendships are with my fellow pioneers in cheese and friends in cheese. Remember, we all know, with the rat race, even if you win, you're still a rat. Observation three. You can do well by doing good, but doing well should not be your reason for doing good. So what's the moral of this self-indulgent story? I look out, all the people I met tonight were all these young, fabulous people, and you're not here by mistake. You've all done something really great. But, geez, on a day like today, what have we got to say? Don't let the bastards get you down. For you young entrepreneurs out there, don't let the naysayers or curmudgeons deter you from pursuing your dream, however unprecedented that may be. In 1984, at a time when Alice Waters dazzled Americans with a simple salad of Laura Chanel's goat cheese, my excellent business partner Bob Reese and I launched then Vermont Butter and Cheese Company. We invested $2,400, secured a few 10-gallon cans of goat's milk, and borrowed my hippie husband's milk house to make cheese. Now, we had nothing. I mean, really. No plan, no market. We had grit and a whole lot of luck, and we had all of you. Thank you very much.